This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Lely North America created their first robotic milking system in the 1990s. Since then, the company has installed more than 3,000 systems in North America, and the technology gains more momentum year after year. Lely's Adam Griffin explains a variety of products available today.
We have a robotic TMR mixer wagon now, a feed pusher, and a manure scraper, along with our cow brush system. So our goal, or Lely's goal, is to be completely automated in the barn. We want to keep cows happy and healthy with as little interference in that daily routine for the cows.
He says the automated systems provide a number of benefits to dairy producers, including increased labor efficiencies and quality of life.
We're reducing that scheduled time of being in the barn two or three times a day, you know, every day of the week, every day of the year. But we're giving them freedom to manage their forages a little better, or, you know, the cow health side of things a little bit better.
Robotic technology also allows access to a new set of real-time data.
Now, with our current systems, with all the available features that you can purchase with the robot, we're able to collect up to about 120 data points on a cow every single day. And so that's a lot of information that we can take in and look at on a computer and start making decisions on individual animals, groups of animals.
Griffin says this information allows producers to give customized care to each individual cow, improving health and overall productivity.
We're able to take care of individual animals, you know, when they need that attention. We're able to find an animal that may not be feeling very well a lot faster than maybe we were in a non-automated system. So, you know, we can deliver that attention to that cow a lot sooner and leave the other cows, you know, to do what they're going to do.
If you'd like to learn more about the nation's dairy farmers, visit HolsteinUSA.com. Scouting fields is critically important to managing weeds and pests. North Dakota State University Extension agent Sandra Langseth says it's important to be on the lookout now for soybean aphids because they can quickly get out of hand, and has some guidelines to follow.
250 aphids per plant. We want to see that on 80% incidence. So that means if I check 10 plants, I want 8 of them to be at that 250 aphid per plant threshold. So that's a lot of aphids, but they're pretty small little buggers, so it can get to that population pretty quick. We also want to see increasing populations. So, you know, a lot of things can set back aphid populations. One of the things that I think is working in our favor this year so far is we've had a lot of rain events. We've had a lot of wind, thunderstorms. Those can help knock back some of those aphid populations too. So, again, just kind of thinking of also some of the biological insects, some of those predators. So those Asian lady beetles that were invading our homes this year, those are our friend in a soybean field. They will eat quite a few soybean aphids, I think up to 200 aphids per day. So if you've got a lot of those, that's a good thing too. So it's a pretty high number, actually, 250 if you think about it. But again, those soybean aphids can double in population in a matter of a day. So we really need to start scouting right away.
So once a farmer sprays their
more than one application may be necessary to effectively manage the pests.
Sometimes it can be multiple applications. And, you know, one of the things that we're battling with soybean aphids is resistance to pyrethroid insecticides. So it's a pretty common insecticide. In fact, a lot of homeowners use pyrethroids too to control bugs in their own yards. So sometimes because those populations can boom, it might be multiple applications in a year. But that's why we really want to make sure we wait to that 250 threshold number. If we spray, you know, when maybe we have 50 to 100 aphids on that plant, likely within the next week or so, we're going to be back at that threshold level and have to spray again. So we really want to wait till we absolutely have to make that insecticide application before we do.
That's North Dakota State University Extension agent Sandra Langseth. This week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Today is the 4-H Bottle Calf Show at 9 a.m. and the Dairy Show at 10 a.m. Wednesday is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday's Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., and the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the ages of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets, and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.